are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Here, y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. And let's get to the shit. So, we had our election finalized over there in Georgia. As you saw, the Georgia runoff election for the two Senate seats, both won by the Democrat Party. How do we feel about this? How are we feeling about this today? I mean, it is what it is, I guess. It's not happy with it. I don't think any political party should have 100% control of our government, our laws, our decisions, our power over the people. I don't feel like that's too smart. I don't think that's smart at all, actually. Like, you know, it's bad. It's bad for America for either side to have 100% control, because there's no checks and balances now. Now it's whatever agenda they want to push onto the people, whether it's right or wrong, they're going to push it. However, we had a lot of protesters show up at Capitol Hill, and when I saw it happening, I saw a frustrated America. Honestly, I think any way this election would have gone, presidential, and that's including the presidential election, if Trump would have won, there would have been rioting. And I felt like if Trump would have lost, this was gonna happen. I believe five people were killed. A protester, a cop, and I don't got the details on the rest of the deaths. I believe there was mostly protesters that were killed during all the chaos. But it's just frustrating. It's frustrating on both sides. I was working when this was going down, and the person I was working with had CNN going on. His diehard CNN lover. So nothing wrong with that. If that's where you get your news, if you like bias, straight bias news, then that's what you like. It's hard to have conversations with folks that only watch CNN for their news, because CNN wants you to believe only one thing and one thing only, and that's if you're a Trump supporter, you're racist. If you know, and everything that goes, if you voted for Trump, you're a racist. If you're that's their whole narrative. That's what they pushed. And watching the broadcast of the live feed of when everything was going down was disgusting on the CNN's behalf. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch Fox because I was at work. So he just had it playing, and it was just seeing the hypocrisy in these CNN anchors was disgusting. Because they weren't, I didn't see that same, their same views on the protesters. I didn't see that in any of the BLM movements, when all the riots were going down in Kenosha, when all the riots were going down in Washington, when the riots were going down in Portland, when the riots were going down in Seattle, and so on and so on. I did not see that same, they weren't coming with that same energy. And to me, that was just, you know, it's, that's the shit I'm talking about in, and I've always talked about when it comes to like fairness and checks and balances. That's the stuff that, that's, it's just one-sided. And, you know, when you see that, it's like, it lets me know that we're in for it. We're in for it because we allow our big mainstream media to broadcast the messages that they want to broadcast, but when it's fits their agenda and it's the same stuff going down, they look at it in a different light, in a different tune. And that's scary. That's scary for America because it's, that's the message that they're sending out. That's the broadcasting that they are manipulating our people with. And when you watch only CNN and you watch only, you know, those mainstream news networks that are 100% biased, it's bad because they spread so much hatred to their viewers that their viewers start having that same hatred. And it's just not a good look for America. And you could just, when I talk to people who only watch CNN and who only, you know, the hatreds that they have towards, you know, towards the right, towards Trump supporters, towards people that don't have their same views, it's pretty bad. And this is a person that this my coworker that I was with is, you know, one of my good friends. I really enjoy this person's company, but at the same time, when it comes to politics, he talks the same talking points as the news that he watches. And I ain't gonna say I don't watch CNN, because I definitely watch CNN all the time, just to kind of, just so that I, when I give these kind of discussions and I think about these things, it doesn't come from a biased place. It comes from a more factual place that has, you know, something to go off of. And just to see that, it's just like, it's disgusting, because it's not just my coworker that feels that way. It's thousands and thousands of millions of people that are being that they're broadcasting these same types of messages to. And, you know, when I talk to my dad about certain things, I see that same hatred coming out of my dad, you know, that I see, you know. And it's just something that I don't know why that is. I don't know, but it's, you know, me being a Trump supporter, I don't feel that same way towards people who vote Democrat. You know, I feel like they don't get the full message a lot of the times when they're only watching those the mainstream news cycles that are 100% biased. But I don't hold that same hatred towards, you know, that side as far as towards Democrat voters, you know. At the end of the day, we're all people. And You got to have love for people and you got to have respect for people. And that's just what it is. And just to kind of see that on the opposite side is manipulation, I feel like. I feel like people are being manipulated to that degree. And it's saddening. It's saddening that's what's taking place in our world today, when we're better than that. We are better than that. As Americans, we're better than that. I saw Biden come out and give his speech on everything, and he's, you know, slandered the president once again, and made this a racial discussion, him and Kamala Harris. Which, what happened yesterday, I don't believe was racial. I don't believe it was racial whatsoever. I believe it was coming from a frustration, from a frustrated America. That's what I believe that came from. I believe that seeing a lot of the evidence that was presented, a lot of, you know, a lot of it was fraudulent evidence. I just feel like, you know, America just feels, we feel robbed. We feel like we haven't seen a one-term president in quite some time. And to have a president who has done a really good job on a lot of things, it's kind of sad to see that, you know, when you see the evidence and you see the voter fraud that happened, and then you got the mainstream news manipulating their viewers to believe that fraudulent activity did not happen during our election, that's lies. That's, you know, there was fraudulent evidence. But the way that Giuliani and the Trump administration handled the lawsuits, that's where the ball was dropped and the evidence got diluted. The message got diluted by the way that the cases were handled. Those cases should have been handled a lot better. And I don't know why they dropped the ball. They didn't put the right statues of the argument in court. They didn't go after the things they were supposed to go after, and therefore once states started processing their votes and confirming their states, you know, it's hard to rewind you know, the election. It's hard to change the results of the election because too much time was passed up. They didn't handle the case right. And that was part of the Trump administration that dropped the ball on that. And therefore, that's why things didn't get looked at the way they were supposed to get looked at. Because the voter fraud argument wasn't handled correctly. And so, fast forward to Wednesday, this is the result that you have. You have a frustrated America because now you got your government controlled by one party, and they're looking at us as if we are just some racist hicks, you know, that are uneducated and just, you know, don't matter. And I don't know. I don't know if that's what I feel that created the protest. The protest was going to happen regardless. I know Trump came out and spoke on it before the protest happened, but that was going to happen regardless. Now, people that are breaking the law are going to break the law, no matter what side of the aisle they're on. And that's what you saw with the people that were breaking the law and rioting, and you know, all those people should be arrested. And if you're involved in that, that's not being a true American when you're involved in that kind of bullshit. Now, what's the message to take from this? The message to take is that we need to fix certain things in our elections so that this shit can get avoided. Because the message that the Biden administration, Biden and Kamala Harris are presenting, is that this was a racial event. If this was Black Lives Matter protesting, that everybody would have got shot and killed. And those are just straight out bald-faced lies. It's bullshit right there coming out of their mouth. You know, anything that comes out of Kamala Harris's mouth, it's hard for me to take serious, because it doesn't come off as general. It doesn't come off as it comes off as a front and a some kind of fakeness about her that is just, everything that comes out of her mouth is always, you know, fake. And when they start race baiting, it's really bad. And when I saw that happening on CNN, and I saw that same message spreading at my job, and it was just like, and the message was that if that was Black Lives Matter protesters, they would have been shot and killed, and you know, guns would have been drawn. And that's a really bad message to spread, because there was 100 nights of protest, of rioting and looting in Portland. They took over the town hall in Portland. They looted in Kyosha and tore down the whole fucking city. Burned churches in Washington. And that you didn't see that happening on Wednesday, as far as stuff getting burned down, and maybe some stuff did. I didn't see all the protesting that went on. I saw when they stormed the Capitol Hill, and you know, ran through those buildings. But regardless, none of this shit should be okay. It shouldn't be okay ever to riot and to loot and to tear up buildings and vandalize the city. That shit should never be okay. But when that shit was happening in Kenosha and in Washington and in Portland, these fucking news cycles weren't reporting that same message. They weren't reporting how bad this shit was. They weren't reporting that. They were reporting it as peaceful protests. This shit happened in my own city. This shit happened in Phoenix. Well, right next door to Phoenix in Scottsdale. But that shit happened. They ran through, you know, through our city and tore up the mall. And they didn't do as much damage as they did in other states. But it, you know, that shit should never be okay. You know, it should never, never, ever be okay. And it shouldn't be it shouldn't be race baiting that should be going on with that, because it's, that's, this is not a racial issue. This is an issue of a frustrated America that is going through some things right now, and we gotta pull together and get through this. And people gotta start voting. We gotta fix our elections and stop keeping them where they can, where they're so wide open that they can be tampered with and illegitimate, and they just gotta get better with this shit, because our leaders are the ones that are destroying our country, and it's happening in front of us, and the regular Joe Smo, you know, is not paying attention to this shit, but watching CNN, you know, at night or once a week, or, you know, they're only getting a certain message. And we got to make laws that makes our news better, that, you know, that gets us our information better. We can't be having cancel culture and Twitter and Facebook and these big tech companies going and only delivering messages that they want to deliver. We can't have CNN going and only delivering messages that they want to deliver, and just poisoning the mind of Americans, because this shit is getting out of control. Like it's, you know, there's so much, there's so much hypocrisy. It just drives me sick. It makes me sick. When I see CNN talking about how the right can't accept Biden as our president, and you know, the election results, when I see that and hear that, it drives me sick, because when Trump became president, they fucking spread, they went and never accepted it. They never accepted Trump as our president. They went from the Steele dossier that determined that was all bullshit, to impeachment, to collusion, to the Russia probe, to all this bullshit that was going on, and it was, none of it ever was true. But they ran with those stories, those fake stories, and poisoned so many minds to think that shit was so true. I remember my dad being like, telling me that Trump is going to go to prison for dealing with Russia. And at that time, Hunter Biden was dealing with Russia. You had other people dealing with these, with Russia on the left side, and you know, doing backdoor deals in China, and dealing with these, you know, just doing a lot of scheming, scammy shit. But now everybody else is supposed to accept the election results, and, you know, we're supposed to drop all the bullshit and drop the Hunter investigation and just be happy Americans at the moment. And you know, I saw from my own eyes, I saw voter fraud happening, you know, in several different states. Like, what am I supposed to think with that? What am I supposed to believe with that? What am I supposed to do with that? Like, it's hard to accept it when you knew the shit was wrong. And we just gotta, you know, we just gotta get better. We gotta get better at voting. We gotta get better at holding these elections, and stop having them where they can be manipulated and rigged. And, you know, we just gotta be better, because the shit's fucked up right now. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. IG is at Nasty Backpack. Twitter at Nasty Backpack. And let me know what your guys' thoughts are on some of these ideas that we're just supposed to accept everything. I mean, we have to accept it as Americans, we have to accept it. But I feel like stuff needs to get changed so that these elections can't just be Mickey Moused around like that. You know, it's we live in the greatest country in the world, and you know, our voter integrity should be a lot better. Our election integrity should be a lot better. It shouldn't be where, you know, it shouldn't be such a wide open gap that a lot of nonsense can happen. And you know, because then we see that when you do pay attention, we see that, and then we feel robbed. And if you do your homework and you just pay attention, you see the bullshit, it's obvious that this election was fucked up. I'm not too sure about the Senate race in Georgia. I'm not sure why that was lost. I'm not sure what happened there. But as far as the presidential election, you know, it just definitely was a lot of corruption that went down. And you know, over the last five years, corruption has just been all over the place with our government, and it needs to come to a point where that shit gets pulled out. And you know, the one thing I do appreciate that Trump did is he did open people's eyes to see how politics work in Washington and what these politicians would do. And COVID alone opened our eyes to the hypocrisy, to how our politicians work down there in Washington and in different states, you know. And it's just, I don't know, we gotta get better with this shit and figure it out. And you know, I just, my feelings are a little bit ill with this, just because, like I said, when you really research everything, and I think we're in for you know, I think what's to come is not best for the country. But the one thing I want to stop seeing coming from our mainstream media is this racial race baiting agenda that they keep pushing out, because we live in 2021 and I feel like we're way past that as Americans. And you know, I love my black brothers and I love my white brothers and I love my Mexican brothers and sisters, and I feel like majority of people feel that same way. I'm not gonna say everybody feels that same way, but I feel like majority of people feel that same way. And you know, I don't think our race problem is that bad. I feel like, and I'm not gonna say it's not bad, I'm just gonna say it's not as bad as our mainstream media and our news outlets and our big tech companies like Facebook, IG, Twitter make it. But those are my thoughts. Like I said, rioting and looting is never good. Never good for the country, never good for us, never good for anybody. And that's my thoughts on that. Let me know what y'all think. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.